Next patient is Gloria Jones. The last name is J-O-N-E-S. This is a clinical case of a 65-year-old African-American female that is following the practice because of CKD stage 4 that is most likely associated to nephrosclerosis. We review the retroperitoneal ultrasound that was done in 2020, and there was evidence of hyperechogenicity bilaterally. Now, we have noticed that there is evidence of deterioration of the kidney function. The serum creatinine that used to be 1.9 went up to 2.2, and the estimated GFR that was 29 went down to 23. And there is a protein creatinine ratio that is 112 milligrams in 24 per gram of creatinine, which is with a normal range. Taking into consideration the changes, the history of arterial hypertension in the past, we are going to reassess the kidney function. We are going to order a renal dynamic MAG 3, renal dynamic scan MAG-3, and we'll reevaluate the patient afterwards. Number two, the patient has a borderline hypercalcemia. We ordered an ionized calcium that was 5.6, and the patient has a PTH that was 51, which is within normal limits. In other words, I consider that normal. The phosphorus was 3.2. Following over arterial hypertension that is under control, the patient has remained in the same body weight, 174 pounds. The BMI is 26. Following over hyperlipidemia, the patient has been taking atorvastatin 20 milligrams every day. The serum cholesterol today total was 208, with an HDL of 47 and LDL 118, and the triglycerides 137. The patient has a following number. The patient has been taking allopurinol, hyperuricemia has improved. The patient is totally asymptomatic. But in view of the deterioration of the kidney function, we're going to reevaluate the case in 2 months with a renal scan and lab work.